Pikangikum First Nation, Aunt. After being away for up to a month, residents of Pikangikum who sought refuge in other northern Ontario communities from forest fires are returning to their homes this week. Pikangikum Chief Dean Owen made the announcement Tuesday. Starting July 12, more than 1,000 vulnerable residents were taken to Thunder Bay, Sioux Lookout, Timmins and Sudbury. Owen said the fire threat has lessened, and everyone evacuated from Pikangikum is missing their homes, their families and the Pikangikum way of life. We have made the official request for repatriation. The chief said community members who left Pikangikum on their own initiative are also being informed that it is safe to go home. He said the leadership and the Independent First Nations Alliance is working with provincial and federal officials to arrange for return flights from all the host communities. Matthew Hopp, the CEO of IFNA, said they hope to have everyone back in the community by Saturday at the latest. "We thank the host communities that have kept our people housed, fed, comfortable and safe," Chief Owen added. On Monday, it was announced that fire evacuees from Poplar Hill and Deer Lake First Nations who have been staying in Thunder Bay will also return home this week. They make up the bulk of more than 1,100 evacuees who found shelter in the city. Nearly 500 Deer Lake evacuees who have been staying in Cornwall are also going back to their community. The province's aviation, forest fire and emergency services reported no new fires in the northwest region as of Monday evening, but 13 of 114 active fires remained not under control.